You now see two wood carvings by Gerhard Marx and another one by Wilhelm Loeber. Formmaster Gerhard Marx is a sculptor, not a ceramicist. He designs vessels that are produced by the advanced students, looks after the decoration side of things, and also crafts small terracotta figures. His artistic work in Dornberg largely consists of wooden sculptures and wood carvings, inspired by his master colleague, Lionel Finninger. These wood carvings, rather like his student Loeber's, deal with the living and working conditions in Dornberg. The members of the workshop face a number of difficulties in the small town. They perform physically demanding work in the workshop. Food supply is scarce. The students, therefore, glean leftover potatoes on the fields, grow their own vegetables in the small garden, and are happy to be occasionally invited for a meal to Formmaster Marx and his family. However, time and time again, the conservatively provincial environment confronts the Bauhaus artists with problems. Following numerous complaints, Gerhard Marx has to defend the students nude bathing in the Saale in front of the Ministry for Public Education.
Weimar, 6th of September, 1920. In summer, the Dornberg Bauhaus students often bathed naked together in the river Saale at a place that could only be reached over fields and through a narrow section, and which was concealed from prying eyes from the road by dense bushes and trees. If, in spite of this, there was public offense, then this is something that I regret on many fronts. One can surely not attack an idea that has been enrooted for generations. And unfortunately, here the good old nature tradition of the sexes bathing naked together outdoors has been eradicated for 200 years. As you know, since then, bathing, yes, even washing, has been decried as immoral. And Goethe, who in person wanted to reintroduce bathing in the Ilm, gave rise to a storm of indignation. For us as artists, the modern view of this is completely deplorable. The public, the community, the state, everyone demands that we decorate public squares and houses with sculptures of Eve, Venus, and Hercules, etc. However, what is the basis of these allegations if people are never to see naked people? Ultimately, I believe that if everyone was forced to bathe naked with others outdoors, everyone would look at themselves more closely. A general perception of beauty would evolve, and humanity would become better and healthier.